Throwing a Mug on the Potter's Wheel, a step-by-step guide by Kevin. Creating a well-crafted ceramic mug starts with proper clay preparation and centering on the wheel. This article will take you through each essential step, from weighing your clay to trimming and shaping your mug, ensuring you achieve consistent professional results. Whether you're a beginner or looking to refine your skills, this guide covers everything you need to know. Step-by-step process for preparing and shaping clay. 1. Weigh out your clay. Start by weighing your clay to ensure consistency across all your pottery pieces. Proper weight control helps you create uniformly sized ceramics, especially when making sets or multiple pieces. 2. Wedge the clay, ram's head or spiral wedging. Before placing your clay on the wheel, it's crucial to wedge the clay thoroughly to eliminate air bubbles that can cause cracking. Use the ram's head or spiral wedging technique. If you're unsure whether the clay is fully wedged, cut it in half to check for air bubbles. If bubbles are present, wedge a few more times until the clay is smooth and bubble-free. 3. Attach the clay to the wheel. To secure the clay on the wheel, round the bottom of the ball and throw the ball of clay directly into the center. Alternatively, you can place the clay on the center, pat it down, and seal it by pressing your fingers at the bottom edge of the clay, ensuring a firm attachment to the wheel. 4. Center the clay. Centering is key to creating symmetrical pottery. With wet hands, press evenly on both sides of the clay as the wheel spins. Keep the pressure balanced and the clay centered on the wheel, compressing it into a smooth mound. 5. Open the clay. Once the clay is centered, use your thumbs or fingers to open a hole in the middle. For a mug, open the clay to about 3-4 inches in diameter, keeping the sides even for a uniform design. 6. Pull the clay wall. Begin to pull the wall of the clay upwards, using consistent pressure to stretch the clay to the desired height. Focus on straight pulls to ensure even thickness across the wall. 7. Collar the clay. Once you have pulled the walls to your preferred height, gently collar the clay by pressing inward at the top. This helps maintain the structure and prevents the clay from flaring outward. 8. Repeat pulling and collaring. Continue to pull the walls and collar the clay until you achieve your desired height and thickness. After reaching the height, you can begin shaping the piece by flaring the top or adjusting the form to your preference. 9. Trim the bottom of the mug. Use a wooden knife tool to trim and smooth the bottom of your piece. Shaping the base with a slight curve gives the pottery a polished, professional finish, while making it easier to wire off of the pottery wheel. 10. Fix uneven walls with a needle tool. If the walls are uneven, use a needle tool to trim the top of your piece. Cutting off the excess ensures that the rim is even and smooth before finishing. 11. Smooth the rim. Use your fingers or a sponge to smooth the rim of the piece, removing any rough edges and ensuring a polished look. 12. Cut the piece off the wheel. Use a wire tool to gently cut your piece from the wheel. Position the wire under the clay closest to you and pull it away in a steady motion, applying slight downward pressure with your thumbs to avoid cutting too high. Trimming your mug. Once your mug reaches the leather hard stage, it's time to trim and refine the shape. Center the clay upside down. Place your piece upside down on the wheel or bat and secure it by pressing it down gently. Use a trimming tool. Create a foot ring by using a trimming tool, shaping the bottom of the mug for a finished look. Create the handle. Either pull, hand build, or make a hybrid handle. Let the handle sit until it's leather hard, just like your mug. Attach the handle. Slip and score the handle and attach it to the mug, ensuring it's securely attached. Practice makes perfect. Becoming proficient in wheel throwing takes time. Many instructors recommend throwing away the first 100-500 pieces to develop your skills. To monitor your progress, occasionally use a wire tool to cut through a finished piece, allowing you to assess the evenness of the walls and improve your technique. Conclusion. By following these steps, you'll develop the skills to prepare, center and shape your clay with precision. From proper wedging techniques to trimming and handle attachment, mastering each step will result in beautiful, symmetrical pottery pieces. With practice and attention to detail, you can elevate your pottery making process and create consistent, high-quality ceramics.